Aloha, this is Nick Good here. Wanting to share with you today a recording, special bonus gift for all you would-be superheroes on living your life purpose, living your dream, what we call following your dharma. This is very, very, very important for you to do, for us all to do. If we don't do it, something will be nagging at us all of our lives. There's a great quote from Dr. Edward Bach, the founder of Bach Flower Remedies, and he said this in 1941. And he said that all disease is a consequence of disharmony between the actions of the personality and the will of the soul. Now let's just think about that for a moment. All disease is a consequence of disharmony between the actions of the personality and the will of the soul. So, if your soul has a will for you, if you have a purpose in life, a mission, a destiny, something that only you can accomplish, someone only you can be, and you don't do that, you override it with your free will, or you allow yourself to be influenced, manipulated, conditioned, and programmed by a false, unnatural society, a false, unnatural system, a false, unnatural world. And you capitulate to that, and you drift away from your soul purpose into a life where you're just doing what's kind of expected of you, or what the system, or the controllers of the system, the architects of the system, or the individuals that police the system, encourage you to do, then you're going to be experiencing dis-ease. And the epidemic manifestation of that, that is absolutely and utterly all over this world, is stress. Most people are experiencing varying degrees of stress because they're not living their life purpose, pure and simple. They're doing things, saying things, thinking things, feeling things that are not in harmony with their life purpose. They're not in harmony with their spiritual nature. Nikola Tesla, perhaps the greatest scientist, inventor, complete genius that's ever walked on the face of the earth, certainly in the last couple of centuries, he encouraged us, and of course Einstein was on this one as well, very much so, that if we want to understand the secrets of life, the meaning of life, then we have to start thinking in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Energy, frequency, and vibration. All the great spiritual teachers tell us that we are a spiritual being. What does that mean? It means, essentially, we are energy, frequency, and vibration. Not only that, so is life. So here we are, a form of energy, a frequency, with a frequency and a vibration, existing in this world, expressing in this world, apparently. the nature of life, the spirit of life, which is our inner nature, which is our spirit, has a particular frequency and vibration and energy pattern. It has its own nature. There's only one real law in life, and that is the law of harmony. If we live in harmony with this underlying frequency and vibration within us, which is our own spiritual nature, then we are connected to life, attuned to life, at one with life, in such a way that the manifestation of our physical, material existence becomes a wonderful, magical experience, full of synchronicity, full of wonderful experience after wonderful experience after wonderful experience of the most positive and magnificent kind. How do I know this? Because I live it. That doesn't mean to say that you're not going to experience challenges in your life. But what it means is that the underlying nature of your reality will be positively wonderful. The nature of life is a wonder. It is wonderful itself. It's absolutely mind-blowing, infinite, eternal, incomprehensible to the ego mind, to the personality. Overwhelmingly, extraordinarily magnificent. That wonder, the charge of that, will flip from a positive to a negative charge if you live out of harmony with your inner nature, if you live out of tune with the nature of life, if you're out of sync with the currents of your soul. Life will still be wonderful, but it will be a negative manifestation of that wonder. And we see this in the world we see around us in the modern world. The modern world is a manifestation, an externalization of the inner terrain of the human psyche. So here we are, all these billions and billions and billions of human beings. I don't know how many there are of us. Billions and billions and billions. Inside of us, we all have an inner nature deep within us. On top of that, in our subconscious and unconscious, are all the vibrations and patterns of the discord that our ancestors have been playing out for generations and generations and generations. Not only that, all the patterns of discord, disharmony, that we as eternal souls have been playing out through our various incarnations. The spirit, the energy of life, the life force, is the light. That light is shining through our souls. As it shines through those patterns that are recorded as vibrations within the souls, those distortion patterns, it projects a distorted reality out onto the movie screen of life. Now, this might be news to you, and we go into this in great detail in the superhero training. This may be news to you, but I assure you it's not news to anyone who's been studying metaphysical truth, spiritual reality, facts of life as taught in all the great traditions, spiritual traditions, by the great spiritual teachers, as confirmed by quantum science, quantum understanding, and any and every other philosophical school of thought that has an inkling into how life actually works. And this is what we base superhero training on. So we take universal truth, we translate it for you into very simple terms, we give you exercises to help you dissolve the negativity recorded in there and to master your own thoughts so that you can consciously project a pure image onto your life screen, come into harmony with the nature of life, with the spirit within you, and start living the most wonderful experiences of your life. And in so doing, live your life purpose and move out of stress frequencies and dis-ease frequencies into a positively wonderful, magnificent experience. And this, of course, is extremely joyful. You experience deep, deep peace and able to access vast reservoirs of love and patience and kindness from within you, enlightened, inspired thought functioning from your heart and higher mind, and you become a spontaneous flowing being as opposed to some kind of automaton running fear frequencies and reacting to the way things appear to be manifesting around you. So, sounds like a good deal, wouldn't you say? So what are we talking about here? Pure and simple, we're talking about you being you. You being the real you. You see, the soul is like a seed planted in the soil of life, and that seed is going to grow. Within that seed are the original, is the original blueprint of what it is, of who you are. And if you can dissolve those negative vibrations within you, purify them, neutralize them, transmute them, and it's very simple to do when you know how. Very, very simple to do. Then you can access this deeper ground of your being, and you can start living from this deeper ground of your being. And as you do that, this magnificent being that you are, unaffected, undiluted, pure, unpolluted by this, the distortions of this modern world, can grow into life. And this great mystery, what's referred to in the book of Corinthians as the mystery of love, and this is what Jesus was teaching, that there's a mystery growing from within us, and we discover it as we express it. We witness it as we speak its words. We feel as we discover that magnificence as this spirit of life, this spirit of love pouring from within us. And it is, the love and the light is the same thing in its essence. The light is the illumination. The love is the power. You see? And so all of this just starts pouring through us quite naturally, because this is who we are. But we have to get down to this place and start living from some depth. How do we do that? Well, this is the hero's journey. This is what life's all about. This is what being a spiritual warrior is all about, is going in and accessing these internal resources, navigating the obstacles within us, meeting the demons, facing the challenges, and these are all different. They all have a very specific form according to who you are as an individual, how you've grown up, your parents, your ancestral influence, the very unique soul matrix that you have. They're all absolutely unique, completely unique to you. But in saying that, they have an archetypal similarity. So your ego has specific archetypal patterns, the details of which are unique for you, your story, the way this manifests, but the category, how we can categorize it as an archetypal phenomena, is the same as anyone else. And there's basically four archetypal structures that the ego has. These are patterns. One is the wounded child, the victim, the prostitute, and the saboteur. Wounded child, victim, prostitute, and saboteur. What that means is, when we're functioning in ego mode, we are bound to express either as a wounded child, a victim, a prostitute, or a saboteur. One or all of those four. That's how it works. And if we don't do something about it, then we stay stuck in these limited forms of expression. These limited forms of expression cause us suffering, and they cause suffering to other people. They generate negative karma, and life will bring us to a place where we have to look at this stuff and essentially come to terms with the fact that it has destroyed us and ruined our life. The ego is a distortion. It is a false sense of identity, mistaken identity, a false sense of self. When we call I, when we say I am this or I am that or I like this and I like that, I do this and I do that, functioning through ego mode, we are feeding wounded child, victim, prostitute, saboteur, archetypal configuration. When we feed something, it just grows and grows and grows. We go into this in great detail in the training, but essentially the ego, according to Ayurvedic philosophy, yogic philosophy, is part of the devil archetype, along with anger, lust, greed, and attachment. The ego as well is very much what hooks us into the worst aspects of life, the negative elements. It's the hooker for that. It doesn't necessarily mean that we are, you know, if we have egos, that we're going to be engaging in satanic ritual abuse and doing, you know, extremely devilish things. But what it does mean is that we're going to be heading in the wrong direction and contributing to the worst manifestations of negativity in this world unconsciously. So this is a very serious subject that we take you know, full on head on in superhero training. And you know, one thing I should say here, if you do decide to really get on the hero's journey and pick up this gauntlet that life has thrown down for you. The ego, you know, in the old days, if you were being challenged to a duel or something, if there was any kind of dispute, then you would be slapped in the face with a gauntlet or a glove, and then it would be thrown down on the floor in front of you. And if you picked it up, then you were agreeing to fight. You were agreeing, you're accepting the challenge. And what I should say here is that the ego the manifestation of the ego in the world of form, in terms of the way the modern world is, the political world, everything that we can see around us that we don't like, the political evil, the manipulation of consciousness, the mistreatment and abuse of children, pollution, toxicity, poisoning our food, water, air supply, disinformation, all of this stuff. You know, the list just goes on and on and on. The forces of darkness are in a massive, massive externalization of their power right now. Everything we don't like about it is a slap in the face to you as a spiritual warrior. Now, you only have two choices. You can either wimp out and stand there and just let yourself be rear-ended by these powers right now. And believe me, you will be, if you're not already. Or you can pick it up. And if you pick it up, then you better get ready for a wild ride. You better get ready for a real, real challenge. Because this will be the most challenging thing you've ever done in your life. It will also be the most rewarding and the most amazing. Once you get to a certain point on this journey, and depending on your commitment to it, you can get there. You can start experiencing the benefits immediately. Immediately. Just listening to a recording like this, an audio file like this, if you're not aware of these things, and it is in your destiny to, become a superhero, to really activate this spiritual warrior archetype and step into the full majesty of your destiny, then you're gonna start already feeling the benefits of this and feeling turned on by this. Either way, if you step onto this path, it's going to be challenging, and you're going to need support, and you're going to need the right tools, stroke weapons, to deal with the resistance, the negativity, the challenges that are going to come your way. You're going to need skill sets to navigate, and a family, a brotherhood, a sisterhood, an alliance of like-minded individuals that you can mastermind with, that you can share with, that can relate to you, so you don't feel isolated and alone like so many of us have done for so many years in this world. You see, all of these things are absolutely critical, and of course we supply all this through the Superhero Training Network. So if you're up for moving out of disease and stress patterns, if you're into living an experience of joy, wonder, empowerment, absolute delight, fun, if you're into adventure, if you're into self-discovery, if you want to really experience purpose and meaning to life, levels of relaxation and inner peace that before you might have thought weren't even possible, accessing internal resources and allowing yourself to activate powers, hidden powers within you, virtues of goodness, then superhero training is definitely for you. If you are into living your dream, accessing internal resources, increasing magnetism so that you literally magnetize the people, circumstances, resources, situations, and things that you need to move forward in life, and magnetize them effortlessly, simply through grace, then superhero training is for you. So my name's Nick Good. I look forward to hearing from you and hopefully meeting you one day. I can guarantee that if you do come with us, you will be setting forth on the greatest adventure of your life and living the best, most amazing chapter of your book hitherto. There's lots to learn, even more to discover, and looking forward to sharing more with you. Sending you many, many blessings of aloha and love. Nick Good signing off and looking forward to talking to you soon. Bye-bye.